All right, tell us about mulch, as long as you brought up mulch.
Yep.
What are the mistakes you see in mulching?
So many mistakes.
Too much mulch.
Too much mulch.
The biggest mistake.
Burying you big plants. Crybaby. That's because you don't want to put it all down.
No, they're selling mulch.
I'm giving him a hard time.
You know.
I'm busting him here.
But what is it about mulch? What is it about people wanting to brag about how much mulch they use?
I don't know if it's just the misunderstanding of what the benefits are. I mean, you're getting the aesthetics of the mulch, and then you're doing the keeping the roots warm, keeping the weeds out. Keeping the moisture in, things like that. If you have a good thick layer of mulch down, it's just faded. You don't need to put down a 2 or 3 inch layer of mulch.
No.
On a new install, we'll do, you know, 2.5 inches of mulch at most. But even being mindful of when I do get close to a tree or a shrub, that I'm not burying that plant.
Now you sound like Sullivan. Sullivan says, keep it away. Yes. No volcanoes, but keep it away from it.
It'll encourage root growth right around the trunk of that tree, and it will.
And then you get girdled roots again.
Choke it out.
Yeah.
So I have a neighbor that just—I mean, they had it professionally done, and there is so much mulch. It's too late because he's a new homeowner. It's like, well, what do I do now? You can't do anything. I mean, now it's all roots. I mean, the roots have just grown.
Yes.
You know. So.
Yeah, there are properties we look at where we'll recommend to demulch. There's just so much mulch, and depending on the mulch you use, it can turn into compost over time. It breaks down. So again, you're encouraging that root growth, and then you end up too high on the foundation of your house. You end up with water issues.
Do you like the dyed mulches, or do you just use regular hardwood?
I like the dyed.
I like the dyed too.
I've tried them both, and I, you know, we sell a lot of dyed mulch at our place, and I thought, well, does this really retain the color? So I tried it, and I was very surprised. End of the season,
it does
still looked
oh, I love it.
Really good.
The frustration I have with just hardwood mulch is that you put it down, and by midsummer, it's got that gray look to it. You know. Scotts actually puts out, and it's not like it's a new product, but for the retail side, they have that mulch dye that comes in a pump-up bottle, and then mid-season you can go in and just you spray the mulch, and it puts the color back in it.
Hmm. Can you do patterns like reds and browns and blacks?
Not recommended.
All right, so guys, thanks. Sundown Gardens, you guys are.
Tell everybody where you guys are located.
We are at the corner of 186th Street and Spring Mill Road, right adjacent to Grand Park. That's just a little bit north of State Road 32.
You're right, going to be right in the middle of a lot of development.
Yes, it's happening very close. As we speak.
Happening now.
You guys are great. The garden shop opens next week.
It does.
Right, and a good phone number or a good email
Our email address is super easy, sundown@sundowngardens.com, or Google Sundown Gardens.
There you go. Thanks, guys.